USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. combat mission in Iraq is coming to an end. President Biden making it official during a meeting with Iraq's prime minister at the White House.
The sacrifices that so many have made to build the U.S.-Iraq partnership has been real, and it's consequential. And my administration is committed to strengthening that partnership.
Biden saying remaining U.S. forces will be acting primarily in an advisory role and will be involved in counterterrorism efforts. The number of fully vaccinated Americans is approaching 50%. The CDC saying that number stands at just over 49% of the total population, which comes out to be 163 million Americans. People 12 and older are currently eligible for the vaccine to protect themselves against the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
The price of gasoline decreased almost 3 cents a gallon last week for a national average of $3.14. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
At $3.14 for a gallon of gasoline is 5 cents higher than last month and 95 cents higher than a year ago. Meanwhile, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline consumption continues to increase.
Overall, though gas prices have decreased slightly in the last week, the trend may be short-lived. That, as U.S. gasoline demand surged to set a new 2021 record last week, rising 2.3% from the prior week to 3% above the four-week average.
The country's largest wildfire is up to more than 408,000 acres in southern Oregon. The bootleg fire is 46% contained. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Delta variant of the coronavirus continues to spread across the world, health experts are weighing in as to why it is so transmissible.
The U.S. is experiencing a rise in new COVID cases that are being attributed to the highly transmissible Delta strain of the coronavirus. Delta now accounts for more than 80% of those new cases, the country now averaging about 43,000 new infections a day. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb on CBS's Face the Nation explained why the Delta variant is more infectious than other strains of the virus.
What we know is that the virus levels that you develop early in the course of the infection are significantly higher with this Delta virus than with the old strains. And that's why people are more contagious. That's why this is spreading more rapidly. But the other thing we know about this is that those virus levels go up very quickly. And that's why we think that the virus it's easier for this virus to overwhelm the immune system. So, for example, if you have a vaccine that you got 7 or 8 months ago and your antibody levels are declining, if you get this new Delta variant, it's easier for this Delta variant to overwhelm low antibody levels. And that's why we're considering whether or not some people might need boosters to increase their antibody levels.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1775 when the U.S. postal system is established by the Second Continental Congress with Benjamin Franklin as its first postmaster general. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.